This is the Composer's Datebook for November 18th. I'm John Zek. In 1880, when conductor Hans von Bülow was put in charge of the Meiningen and Court Orchestra, exciting things happened. He quickly shaped it into one of Europe's elite ensembles and invited the big guns of the day, Wagner and Brahms, for collaborations and premieres. Von Bülow also had an eye for emerging talent and included a serenade for winds in E-flat, written by an 18-year-old composer named Richard Strauss, in his orchestra's repertory. Von Bülow asked Strauss to compose another piece for winds and invited the now 21-year-old to conduct its premiere performance on today's date in 1884. That was the good news. The bad news was that just before the premiere of this new suite in B-flat, Bülow's orchestra was on tour, and Strauss had no rehearsal time. Though he had never picked up a baton in his life, it was still too good an opportunity to miss. Strauss recalled, "I conducted my piece in a state of slight coma. I can only remember today that I made no blunders." Von Bülow hadn't blundered either, apparently. His faith in Strauss as a composer and conductor proved prophetic, and his teaching method, similar to the throw the kid in the deep end and he'll learn to swim method, proved quite successful. Strauss became both a sought-after composer and conductor. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, with funds provided by the College Band Directors National Association, reminding you that all music was once new.